This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com. And today I am with Gordon Hunter, who is the author of an absolutely fabulous book, How Are You, Mother Earth? Gordon, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Well, Gordon, the first...
much better than Mother Earth, I think.
I think so. After reading your book, I think you probably are doing significantly better than Mother Earth. But Gordon, let's start off and talking a little bit about yourself. I know that you're a scientist, so let's give the listeners of Domestic Fuel a little history on you.
Okay. I got my PhD from Washington University in St. Louis. I've been very successful with National Science Foundation grants, getting postdoctoral work at University of Texas after I finished my PhD. And all that work was in botany, the study of plants. However, at University of Texas, I used chemical techniques to study plants. My prior experience, I've been in the Air Force. I started teaching in the Air Force. And so I've been teaching, or I taught, formally, over a period of, somewhere around, that was in the 1940s, during the Korean War, that I started. And, retired 17 years ago, but, haven't given up, teaching, wherever I can. And I speak, that's fun. But then I thought I'd start, some writing. And, I've had some fun doing that. This was my second book. My first book was on the, creation. And I did that because, I've always been interested, where I came from. And the book actually, which followed it, is the one we're talking about right now, that also has a lot to do with where we came from, our relationships, not only to one another, but to Mother Earth, who provides us with so much, and we must take care of her so that she continues to provide that for us.
Well, Gordon, how did you come up with the idea? It was highly creative. You actually take Mother Earth to the doctor and guide people through not only better understanding, I'd say, climate change, but just science in general. So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, the idea of climate change has to do with the health of Mother Earth. And when I have a problem with my health, I go to the doctor. So I thought, let's just take Mother Earth to the doctor so that people can perhaps understand a little better what's wrong with her. And there is something wrong with her as far as we're concerned and as far as our well-being is concerned. Our Mother Earth will survive anything, any problems that come up. Well, she's there to stay until the sun expands far enough to include her in its composition.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the problems that you found, Gordon, with Mother Earth?
Well, there's no problem with her weight. She's pretty heavy and stays that way. Nothing wrong with increases in loss of weight. The gain of weight is very small and doesn't lose any weight. The pressure, we have our blood pressure taken for Mother Earth. We have to measure the pressure of her atmosphere on the Earth. Then respiration and air quality, respiration. We all understand the doctor takes a stethoscope and listens to us breathe. People have been concerned about air quality for a long time. And we just redid that, went over it again to see if any improvements have been made. Circulation and fluid analysis. The doctor is concerned about the way our blood flows through our veins and also the condition of our heart. So we studied the circulation and the fluid analysis of the earth and the dermatology, the skin, the soil covering of the earth. And then finally temperature, which the doctor, if he finds takes your temperature, and if he finds that it's high, then you're sick. He tries to figure out what's wrong and then gives you something to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it.
Well, and you do actually offer up a prescription in the book, and that's for more alternative sources of energy. And although you don't get into great detail, what are your thoughts on engaging the readers of this book and people in general on becoming advocates for Mother Earth?
Well, I've been, and because of my study in botany, I've spent a lot of time outdoors. But I did that as a kid, too. It just carried over into my adulthood. In that sense, been intimate with Mother Earth. Some of the jobs I've had, I worked in a greenhouse, so I know how a greenhouse works. And the Earth is often referred to as the greenhouse Earth because of the way the sun acts the same way through the atmosphere of the Earth as it does in a greenhouse. Got a canoe, enjoyed getting out a lot in the canoe. I had a boat. and also lived on a farm for a while with my three boys. And spent a lot of time in the woods. They hunting and fishing when they could, and me taking them. I guess that's about all I can say. In the way that I enjoy the outdoors and intimate with Mother Earth. Others may find other ways to bring about intimacy with Mother Earth, but mm-hmm. That's my way.
So, Gordon, what do you want to, you know, for the people who are going to hear this interview and read the review and hopefully purchase the book? In closing, what do you want them to know, or what do you really want them to take away?
Well, I wish that everybody were as concerned as I am. The problem with concerns is that I understand what is going on and what the scientists, the climatologists, are telling us. And I think perhaps other people understand that too, but we can't all get together because the two groups, let's say the general population and the corporations. Corporations believe that they'll lose in this war against the climate change. And the Second World War, everybody was working together because everybody knew that if they lost that war, they were going to lose everything. But in this case, corporate America is not following along that line. In fact, is advertising in such a way as to make everybody feel, hey, gasoline is good, coal heating is good, for making electricity and so forth, all of these energy sources we have now. are appropriate ones, but they're not appropriate anymore. We need to move to things that will get us away from filling the air with carbon dioxide. We need to begin using approaches that uses solar energy. Mm-hmm. And that includes both solar panels and wind energy.
Great. Well, great. Well, thanks, Gordon, for your time, and we look forward to your next book.
Thank you. It's been very enjoyable.